Okay, my friends, today we're learning Courtyard by Mariah, the original one, that is. We're continuing in our studies of Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the fifth chapter of Rambam. The Rambam says in the fourth halacha, Lefinim in Achel, inside of this wall, which was a very, very tall wall, as we learned in the last class, approximately 15 feet high, that surrounded the area of the actual Beis HaMikdash. So Lefinim in Achel is the Azara. Now, Azara is a word that is understood to mean courtyard, although it comes from the concept of Hashem's Ezra, Hashem's help for the Jewish people. That's the origin of this name. The original schematic of the Azara is that in the time of the Mishkan, there was an actual little building, and the little building was covered with various skins. It was made of boards that were put together. And then there was a courtyard, a chatzer, around it. And inside the chatzer, we had the Mizbeach, we had the large altar on the outside, and we also had the wash basin. And this is where all the activities that happened outside of the actual Beis HaMikdash area, the Mishkan area, outside of the menorah, outside of the golden altar, outside, of course, of the Holy of Holies, in that area that was circled, this was considered to be the outer courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Now, many, many people have a misconception, assuming that what's called Ezrat Nashim, which we will talk about Bezrat Hashem, that is the Azara, means that there was an area when you first walked into the second Beit HaMikdash, which is a large walled area that had quadrants. We're going to talk about that. This is not talking about that. The popular misconception is that the Beit HaMikdash was a huge rectangle and that it had a wall that divided between the Ezrat Nashim and what's called Ezrat Yisrael and Ezrat Kohanim. It's not true, at least not according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that inside of the Hail, there was the walls of the Azara. V'chol HaAzara. The Azara is, which is a rectangle, but not such a rectangle. It was a rectangle. But this smaller rectangle was Oirech Kuf Pei Zayin. It was 187 cubits, which is 18 inches each. Arech of Kuf Lamed Hei. And the width of 135. So the ratio is not, it's not a very long oblong. It's a rectangle, but a smaller kind of rectangle. And this is only the area of the Heichal. The Heichal is the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. In front of the Heichal, we had the wash basin, which we've talked about in previous classes, and of course the large Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was towards the south. On the north side of the Mizbeach, there were many, many rings. And these rings that were actually affixed to the ground is where the animals were slaughtered. The head of the animal was fit inside a ring, and that's where the animals were slaughtered. But the actual area of the Azara was essentially a courtyard, a large open area. The largest structure in the Azara itself was the Mizbeach, which is significant. We talked about the size of the Mizbeach in previous classes also. This area was known as the Azara. Azara without anything added to it. Plain Azara, courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, refers to this area. The Rambam tells us there was Shiva Sha'arim Hayulei, seven doors that entered into the Azara. The vast majority of people would only enter into one of those doors. The doors on either side, which are the doors on what we would call the north and the south, were only used for specific purposes, as we will see. There were Gimel Menatzofen. There were three doors on the north side. All of these doors were set back. So it was a rectangle. It's 187 by 135. The setback Litzad Mairev. The actual building of the Beis HaMikdash is towards the western side. Think of the Kotel. That's the west side. So the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash is set back towards the west. The three doors that are on either side of the Azara are on the western half or on the back half of this rectangle. There were Gimel Min HaDorim, Hasmuchim L'Mayrev. There were three on the south side, also set back. So imagine there was a structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Here would be the Azara. The doors would be towards the area of the Beis HaMikdash or Heichal proper, the actual structure. They were not set forward. They were set back towards the west. And then there was Echad B'Mizrach, one door that was in the east. If that was the Holy of Holies, and the Holy, and the Heichal and the Ulam, if that was the structure of the Beis HaMikdash facing westward, there was a door set back all the way at the end of what we would call the Azara. And at this point, there was a special door over there, which was Mechuvan, directly aligned perfectly, connected Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Be'emtza, right to the middle of the door. So this door would open up. We'll hear more about that door tomorrow. It's called actually a golden door. It wasn't gold. We'll hear about that. That door would open up. The door of the Ulam would open up. The door of the Heichal would open up. The curtains, or in the first place on Migdash, the door would be opened up all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when a korban called Parah Aduma was brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, way outside the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of the Heichal, outside of the Azara, outside of Ezra Yisrael, outside of the Har HaBayit, on an extraordinary bridge that went across what they call Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley, across a mountain called Mishcha. On that Har HaMishcha, there was a special place where the Korban called Parah Aduma would be made. And when the Koyan would slaughter the Parah Aduma, looking directly into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this front door is a very important door. As a rule, most of the Jewish people, in fact, I would say the vast overwhelming majority of Jewish people, when you came to worship in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't just go into the Azara. You had to have business in the Azara. You had to have a reason to be there. There were certain areas of scrimmage. The Machlekes, if women entered or not, where men entered would enter to, and then there was a certain line, invisible line of scrimmage, which you couldn't go past. Only Kohanim would enter there. And even so, they wouldn't just go there for a look-see. If a Kohen was there, he had to be there for a good reason. So this area is sacred. This is the actual area of the Beis HaMikdash. And all of that would be entered. The people would enter in through this Shar HaZav, through this golden gate, or this golden door, which was, as I said, directly aligned with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that square-like rectangle, this is the actual Beis HaMikdash. Onto this, there was built another courtyard. But that we'll be hearing about Bezrat Hashem in the classes moving forward. Shabbat Shalom to everybody who's watching from all over the world. Do not watch this video on Shabbos. And as they say in the golden oldies, to be continued.